Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall continue to worship the Lord. Sing hymn 510.
Thank you.
First Timothy talk about how Timothy shall conduct himself in the house of God. And after talk about he shall be careful about his own teaching and his own deeds. Paul tell him how to deal with different types of brothers and sisters in the house of God. So really, I mean, in the house of God, the cross is, there are two directions. One is you communicate with God directly. The other is fellowship with human being. So fellowship with human being, deal with brothers and sisters, and have good fellowship together is also very important. So he let's talk about the principle to deal with people first. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21. 佩林, 有来了没有? 佩林? Not yet? Okay. Abby Liu, Abby is here? Abby, where's Abby? Abby Liu, please read. Abby Liu? It's Abby. 你是经文啊? 好像没叫我何姐妹了，刚刚举手那个何姐妹，请你读何姐妹。 Chapter 5, verse 22. Sorry, I probably 21 first. 21 first. Sorry. So we shall show no prejudice, no partiality. Actually, because we got to use love besides the truth, which is really hard to compromise, cannot compromise. Concerning human being, we shall use love to deal with everyone. Everyone. And no partiality. We don't choose sides to stand. If two people are quarreling, right? A and B are quarreling, we go to A, we shall talk about good points of B. We go to B, we shall talk about good points of A, if two sides are quarreling. Try to make peace between brothers and sisters. This is the principle of dealing with people. And of course, you just read it, Sister He just read it. We shall not share sins with other people. What do you mean by share sins? Like, by laying of hands, right? Laying of hands. Verse 22, laying of hands cannot be in hasty. Do not share sins. Keep yourself purity. What do you mean? Meaning that if true seeker come over here, right? They are sinner, right? True seeker usually, they are sinner, right? They are alcoholic, they are drug addict. So I'm a pastor, I shall not lay hand on him. Otherwise, I will share his iniquities. Is that how we interpret this verse? What do you think? But we do that, right? When people come, we lay hands, right? So to me, even though people might interpret that way, for example, people commit mortal sin, do not lay hands on them, right? Well, this is for your choice, but personally, I would say, I will interpret this way, personally. Laying hand refer to ordination. When you try to ordain people, make sure you are very careful. If they don't, he sing or she sing, you, because you involved with the ordination, you could be share some responsibility. So to me, I will interpret laying hand of ordination because this is very important, critical issues, right? But again, this is for your reference. Some people explain that when people commit mortal sin, they come to the church, you shall not lay hand on them because you must share their iniquities. I am yet to think about this. Yeah, but this is our traditional ways of explanation. I shall admit it. I should be careful too, because I'm not more liberal on this. But for you, I think, of course, you are not going to lay hand on people, right? Do you lay hand on people yourself? You should not, right? Because it is laying hand is a job of worker. Some mother will, when they pray, this is not TCC member. Some friends come from the other church, come to our church, right? When she prays, she will lay hand on their baby, on their children. But he's not a member. I did not teach her yet. Laying hand is a very solemn action. Actually, when you pray with sincerity and faith, no need to lay hand to cure that person. Even that you pray with your heart, they will be healed also. But the worker, the one that who are sent it, they are entrusted with this mission to lay hand to bless people. And to lay hand to ordain people, to lay hand to help people in their prayer. So laying hand usually has a meaning of blessing and unity. Unity also, right? Unity. You agree with in this matter. You agree with the truth. You lay hand on them. So we should be very careful concerning laying of hands. For you, to me, of course you do not lay hands, right? When you try to bring friends to the church, make sure you love them but not share their iniquities. Sometimes we go out visiting, right? Even like their brother, some brother will say, hey, 传道要不要抽烟, right? Do you want to smoke? They will ask minister to smoke, right? Then do you do that? Of course you don't do that, right? No, I cannot do that, right? But really, some people will offer a secret for you. This is not everywhere, but in certain culture, in certain country, they might do that. You don't share iniquity, like you have a gay friend. He's a very good people, but he's gay. You love that person very much, but you don't share the iniquities by a proof of his action. You should try to bring him to the church, showing love, but not by approve his deeds, because it is against the Bible. If you approve his deeds, then you share the iniquities, right? So let's turn to Judges. Judges, verse 22. Doing holy work, you should be very careful also. Verse 22. Jude, verse 22. Yodasu. What did I say? Jude, verse 22. For this whole week, I keep telling wrong. I don't know who to call anymore. Do not know who to call. I don't know your name. Sorry. You're Daniel. He's Daniel. You are? Huh? David. You're David. Now, David, would you please read? Verse 22. Have mercy on them, but with fear. So when we work for the Lord, we should have mercy for her, but with fear, so that you will not contaminated. You make sure you still do the right thing in the eyes of God. Because you don't want your clothes, yourself, your personal clothes to be defiled. Okay, and then, Paul was so nice to Timothy, like really treat him like son, tell him to deal with different types of brothers and sisters. Chapter 5, verse 1. In terms of old men, the principle is not to rebuke them. Treat them like father, right? Chapter 5, verse 1. Ian, please read. Chapter 5, verse 1. So even though you are very, you are right, the older man is wrong, the elder is wrong, huh? Make sure you treat them like father. Be very careful to when you try to try to correct them. It's not easy job, but yeah, encourage them like a father. Correct them like a father. Continue, Ian. How about brothers, younger men, brothers? Please read. Ian, verse 1. Yes, younger men as well. For you, if I treat everyone of you like my son, sometimes I will scold you, right? And you cannot take it. You're not my father, why you scold me, right? Because sometimes I discipline my children, right? I will scold them because they are my children. I don't scold them, who scold them, right? But for you, I treat you like brothers. If you treat people like brothers, they are more willingly to share their inner thought with you, not like son. Son is very different. Like, how about older woman, chapter 5, verse 2? Chang Cheng. Yeah, the older woman, like mother. Huh? You know, there are some older sisters and sisters in the church. They are so loving. We have many pastors came from Dan Sui Church. They go to Dankang University and later on they become preacher. Or worker of God. Why they become zealous in Dan Sui University? Because they are a group of mothers who really treat the out-of-town students so well that, you know, those brothers' faith was revived, then become pillars of the church. So we should treat them like mother, and one day you become a mother, you should treat other brother and sister truly with motherly love. And you can touch a lot of brothers and sisters. And then treat younger sister like your sister. Young woman like your sister. And with purity. I share with you, worker may fall also. And one of the ways they fall is they are not very careful to deal with younger women. So in the future, when you become a worker of God, make sure when you visit sisters, you bring your wife. Or you bring some old ladies with you, 81-year-old lady with you, right? No problem, right? Or 60, you don't need to be 81. 60, I think, is good enough. Make sure there's no rooms. You know what? I had one experience. That really struck me hard. The door was even open, and I was, because I was told that, you know, this sister has some problem, need consultation, and I do not want to approach her myself. The church want me to counsel her. Then we are in a classroom, right? And the door was open. But something just, wow. Something just struck me, wow, this is not very good for her just, you know, to stay in the room with her. Even though I feel like the door was open, I feel like, man, something is hitting me. At that very second, I just feel something is not right. So, you know, chemical stuff is very interesting. I'm serious. Chemical stuff is... So now, even like I want to counsel people, chapel is better than classroom. That is for me, for myself. Meaning that you should be very careful. Of course, if your heart is very pure, it's okay. But even though your heart is very pure, you still need to open the door, right? Like for me to go to Hawaii now, I feel very... Hawaii people is always hugging and kissing, right? At the very beginning, I really cannot take it, right? At the very beginning, I go there, you want to hug me? Okay, go ahead. But now, well, they are my buddy, you know, and they want to hug me, of course, in the public, right? We hug, and they want to touch my cheek. Okay, touch. I in my heart, there's no shadow at all. I know, in the public, this is the custom. I've been there for 10 years. First year or second year, I really feel very uncomfortable, very, I am a Taiwanese. But later on, really, they are like my biological brother and sister. But with younger women, of course, the one who I hug, they are all older women. Younger women, sometimes I feel like, like that too, right? shaking hand, the same thing. Oh, a lot of time, it's only me. But anyway, pure, even like kiss, you need to have holy kiss. Oh, you got to examine your heart all the time. Especially getting together with the opposite genders, especially the younger one. To the widows, oh, there are many teachings concerning widows in chapter 5. Now, in chapter 5, there are two types of widows. One is over 60 years of age. The Bible, Paul called them true widows. They washed the feet of the saints, and there were no one to help them. Verse 9. Chapter 6, verse 9. And 10. Verse 9 and 10. Brian, would you please read? 9 and 10. First Timothy chapter 5, 9 and 10. Okay. You know, if you have widows in your house, you shall take them home to take care of them. One day, your parents, you shall take care of them. Huh? Your relative, if they are in trouble financially, you shall not keep silent. Even like your biological brother and sister, they have financial difficulties, you should not keep silence, right? Because the Bible says, please read verse 8. Bright, would you please read verse 8? Chapter 5, verse 8. So that, you know, you really got to take care of your own person, your own mother. If the system, society system is good, you want to send them to senior home, make sure you go to see them often, right? Do not leave them alone in senior home by themselves. And we still need to take care of them. But for some people who really do not have anyone to take care of them, the church need to take care of them. This is called charity work in the church. Today, the church also have charity. For you, for example, we in USA, we have scholarship. Now, we don't call it scholarship, or we call it like a interest-free loan or interest-free scholarship. It's not truly scholarship. It's like you need to pay back after you graduate, right? Probably one person is entitled to have $10,000 per year, I think. But let's say if your family is okay, can handle it, then you should let this money go to the one who need it more. You just say, my parents is well off, but you know, I just want to save my parents' money, so I don't want to borrow money from my parents, right? I just want to borrow money from everybody. This is not right concept, right? If your parents have money, they should allow other people who need it to apply first. Right? But now the church also run into a problem. People apply, but they don't forget about it. They thought church is charity organization, so if I do not pay it, it's okay. So after they graduate, they forget about the loan they used to have, right? Then the church feel very sorry to tell them, sister, you should be reminded you still own the church, okay? And brother and say, how come you want money from me? I still have other loan to pay, right? Government loan, I have a bank loan, right? And you put God the last priority. You got to know this money is revolving. If you return the money, right, then other poor brother and sister have chance to borrow. If you never return the money after you graduate, you earn money, right? Then other people do not have chance. So the charity in the church really only truly for those people who are in deed needed. So we shall not abuse the love of the church. But again, the church shall do this kind of charity in among our brothers and sisters. We shall never allow our brother and sister be beggars. Really, if any one of your parents have no food to eat, please talk to me. Talk to any preachers. The church should never allow beggars in our church, our brother and sister, our brother and sister. So really for you, you don't need to worry. You need to worry what to drink and what to eat, right? At least you got who? At least you got church, right? Of course, the church is not going to give you a bologna. The church is going to give you very simple bread and fish, right? What I'm saying is, I'm saying that the church still need to do charity work, but make sure we don't abuse it. You don't abuse it, I don't abuse it. But in the future, when you are more well off, like you are capable, please do more charity work in the house of God first. To your family member first, then the house of God, then the society. There's a priority you should do the charity work according to this chapter. As for young widows, the Bible really wants them to get married. Because young widows, if they enjoy the charity, really, they are too young and they're food provided and they just, like a butterfly flying here and there and talk nonsense, right? Then this become a trouble of themselves and for the church also. Let's read verse 11 to 13. 11 to 13. 11 to 13. Chuang, would you please read? Chapter 5, 11 to 13. Yeah, especially for 13, right? They get used to lazy, traveling door to door, and saying nonsense. This is no good, huh? So, brethren, if this young widow, how about your parents are young widows and young? Yeah, how do you call person without father, wife? How do you call them? Not widow, but, also widower. Okay. Let me ask you: your mother is a widow, your father is a widower. How many of you will choose to disagree that your parents remarry again? Raise your hand. Maybe I should not pick on you. My point is that your parents really want to remarry again, right? What do you think? Are they allowed to?
I don't want them to remarry. I'm afraid that they might take away my love, right? I don't like the stepfather. I don't like the stepmother, right?
But if you marry in the Lord, how about if they marry in the Lord? Of course, if they themselves feel like to raise you up by themselves, they have strong will, right? They really want to be determined to be single just for you. Thank God, right? But if they, like young widow, they receive the benefit of the church, they have no worry about life, right? And the Bible really encouraged them to remarry again at that time. So if your parents really want to remarry, I think you should think, I'm not saying you should say yes immediately, you should pray about it and think it seriously because this is your parents' life. You want to seek your own spouse, right? But your parents are still young. Why you choose to disagree about their happiness, right? Especially if they choose to marry in the Lord. Oh, this is a very personal feeling. You judge by yourself. Concerning the elders, please read chapter 5, verse 17. Chapter 5, verse 17. 17 to 19. Ted, would you please read? Are you tired? You're tired. Let's stand up a little bit, please. Stretch out a little bit. Sorry. Move a little bit. Stretch a little bit. Move a little bit. How many of you sleep not well? Raise your hand. You don't sleep well. Okay, sit down, please. Are you better now? Are you better? Are you better? Hopefully you're better, huh? USGA really take good care of his worker. We are, thank God, the brother and sister love the worker in the church. So I'm talking about the brother and sister refer to those who are help GA organization. The person you elected the deacons and elders. So at the very beginning, so they took good care of our life. Therefore, in USGA, I think we really thank God for brothers and sisters. They truly know that when the oxen work in the field, you should not cover their mouth, right? Sometimes when I go to the different GA, really they are very, they treat workers too, not as generous. And then sometimes I see the difficulties of workers, but of course I also see spiritual grace fall upon them. So elders who are working hard for the church, they deserve double honor. Now, if elders commit sin, what shall we do? We shall be careful to handle it. Verse 18 says, unless two or three witnesses, you shall not receive the case. Even the brother and sister is the same thing. If anybody accuses brother and sister make mistakes, we will approach them first, And if they do not listen to us, we want to really make sure it is true. We will bring two or three brothers to go with us as witnesses. This is how Mosaic Law says. Only like two or three people can become witnesses. But nowadays, when we look at the phenomena nowadays, right? I'm not going to comment anymore because the more I comment, the more I feel it is not right. Again, you really got to have proof to go against someone, and especially the worker of God. Before you truly have proof, you start to scold, you start to criticize. It is not very decent. It is not very good. Okay, and to the one who are sinners, who have sins, truly find out they have sins. The Bible has an interesting saying. Chapter 5, verse 20. I don't think people can accept it nowadays, but it was there in the old times. Now, Humphrey, would you be sweet? Wow. You shall rebuke him in the congregation. In Africa, to my knowledge, we still practice it. This in Africa. People are really very, their heart is very, very pure. They truly honor the church. They truly respect the workers. And the workers say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are excommunicated. They are able to do that kind of stuff still in Africa. Like I said, because their heart was so pure. Over here, if we dare to say this, which I point to, you are excommunicated. He was there. I want to sue you. Who are you? How come you say I'm excommunicated? Nowadays, people are very sophisticated and complicated, not as simple as before. But you read the Bible, they are able to do that in the past. But if you're reading this verse, right, I learned one thing. The church shall not forsake the system of excommunication, really. Even they dare to do that in the old days, right? Excommunication is in the Bible. You cannot say, the love, you can only talk about love. You cannot talk about excommunication. How can you? It's just like society, right? You should abolish the, what? 死刑, how do you call 死刑? Huh? Death penalty. So the church have no death penalty. But I don't know, the Bible says some sin leads to death. We call it mortal sin, right? Well, the Bible says so. We cannot deviate it. Oh, no more mortal sin. We simply cannot go against the teaching of the Bible. Even though people might keep saying that, oh, I'm going to sue. And so this is how to deal with person. Of course, he also encouraged the servants, those who do servants, what they shall do. Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Elliot, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Verse 2. Okay, so if you, at that time really they keep slaves, right? The slaves have no social status at all. They treat them like goods, they can even beat them up. They were like their property. Of course, some good masters are better, right? They will send their slave for education because he's a good one, and entrust him very important missions. And later on, those slaves could be adopted as a son also. So there are different types of slaves at that generation. Now, if slave work for a master, like a brother, now you are slave, a servant, right? A servant. You work for a brother. You should not say, oh, because we are brothers, so I can be lazy, I don't need to work on time. No, you should even honor them, according to Paul. At that time, I believe that, huh? In Jesus' generation, there are many low-level class believe in Jesus, right? In Paul's generation, there are many low-level members also believe in Jesus. So Paul tried to encourage them that if you serve your brother who is a boss, be very careful. Do not take advantage because he is your your brother. Let me ask you one thing. In the future, if you become a boss, would you hire a TCC member? Good or bad? If you are a boss in the future, CEO, would you hire more CEO members? Hire more TCC member? Is it good or is it bad? Anyway, this is very personal. The Bible did not say it, right? But really, if TCC member can truly live as a light and a salt, you find a good employee. Oh, if a TCC member do not act it up like they are truly true member, then of course it is a loss, right? But it's a choice. You don't need to feel obligated. Oh yeah, I got to do this because my brother is off job. You should think about it. It is out of love, it's your church, right? But one thing I saw, huh? In Southern Cal, I saw a brother. He hired many brothers and sisters. And I noticed that God bless him a lot also. I think, wow, this is a win-win situation for him, huh? Thank God for that. But maybe not every case is like that. But like in Southern America, right? Southern America, many brothers hire local people. And they only become TCC member. And the church was built up. And now they become friends also. Oh, this is something I also see. So it's interesting. Just want to share what I see, huh? Okay, any question? If not, I want to go to chapter 6. Any question? You know what, chapter 6 will take a longer time. My topic is gardeners with content is the greatest gain. Wow. Let's read chapter 6. I like this verse a lot, to a point that chapter 6, verse 6. Any Shen, would you please read? Chapter 6, verse 6. No more test question, otherwise this will be test question, right? Because I love this verse so much, right? I remember when I departing from Point Park Church, a sister said, I want to write a verse for you on a plate, right? Which verse you like me to write for you on a plate, on a Taozi the disc, plate, whatever. And then this is what the verse I choose. 敬虔加上知足的心便是大力. I really, really like this verse. What is godly? We talk about what is godly and what is content, and really it is a great gain, huh? What is godly? Godly to me is you accept all the teachings that is from God, the godly words. Let's read chapter 6, verse 3. Chapter 6, verse 3. We already read it already, but meaning that you 服从 the pure pattern of the words. Maybe read it again so I can hear from you again. Like cadence. 3. Like godliness is you accept the pure word from Jesus Christ, the words that according to godliness, you accept it, you take it. To me, it's the whole Bible. To me, it's the whole Bible and the revelation to us from God. Hey, what time we should conclude? 10:20, right? I mean, 10:20. 11:20. Okay. We should accept all the words. This Bible is inspired by the Lord. This Bible is indeed hidden life in it. It is heavenly manna. This is the wisdom from above. You take it and you believe in it and you practice it. To me, this is called godly. Let's read chapter 6, verse 11. 1 Timothy 6:11. 6:11. Not only you accept the words, you carry out the words. You truly do it in your daily life. Not only like you say grace or say a prayer before you read it because you treat it as godly word. It's word from God. Therefore, before you read it, you offer a silent prayer, but you also carry out. Verse 11. Verse 11, Esther. Yeah, every time you read the Bible tells you that blessed are those who have tender heart, right? Then you read it, you feel, oh, my temper is too bad. I really got to improve myself. Then you truly practice it. Now you got to take SAT, right? And your mother is nagging, right? But you read this verse, I got to be patient. Oh, man, so I really cannot yield back to my mother, even though I'm very stressed out, right? Because you need to be patient. Godly means that you carry out what you truly learn. It's not like you go to Sabbath day, you go to church on Sabbath day every week. It doesn't mean that way you are godly. You go to church to fight with everyone. It's not good, right? You carry out all the words recorded over here. And then, what do? You fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on the eternal life. Chapter 6, verse 12. 6, verse 12. You are from San Jose. You are... I know your name. I remember it. I just forget it right now. 太久没有叫你的名字了. 叫什么名字? Brenda. That's right. Brenda. Brenda, please read. Verse 12. You also need to fight for the Lord. You say, I love the word. The word is really from God. I really want to practice the good characters. But Jesus wants you to carry out the mission. Fight for him. Concerning save souls. Fight a beautiful fight. But you fail to do it. And you cannot hold it until like the last days. Then this is also, then you are not a God. This is not a godly life also, huh? Sometimes I feel journey of faith is not easy, huh? It's a lifelong journey. How many of you have ever seen that people simply fall when they come to old age? They've been zealous members for all their life, but when they are old, they are tempted away. How many of you see this kind of people? Really sad, huh? Sometimes, like, I heard a story in Taiwan. At that time, people are getting well off in Taiwan, and overseas tourism become very popular. And this brother never get out of Taiswan, so he wanted to go to Southeast Asia to have fun. But too bad he joined the Gentiles tourist team. Now Gentile tourist team, right? 那个观光团啊, sometimes they will bring people to the bad place, you know. They bring people to the red light area. Do you call it red light area? You call it red light area. Now, I'm directly translate from Chinese into 红灯区啦, 但是我不知道英文是不是叫红灯, it's red light, really. Huh? Yeah. And this brother has been good with all his life, right? And he never approached to other culture, other people, other races, right? And then suddenly he joined Gentile to that kind of place, right? He cannot control himself, and he just really sad. He's old already, right? So the Bible says, hold the eternity, 持定永生, you hold it till the last breath, right? You have been so good with all your life, but the final 100 meter dash, you fall. Aiya, then you do not live a godly life. In the eyes of God, it's not godly. Oh. So we shall try our best. Keep the commandments without spots, right? Chapter 16, verse 14. Keep the commandments without spots. Catherine? This is amazing, right? A lot of time, to me, I really am very grateful to come to NYTS myself, you know? Without spots, be honest with you, we all have spots. We all have spots, including myself. Be honest with you, we all have, right? But one thing good is that, thank God, I'm preserved. All of us do not go across the line. So every time we come here, have deep clean, the spots can go away. We just hope that, you know, life curve is always like this, right? We just hope that when we take every turn, we make progress every year. You know, life is always up and down. But in up and down, you make sure the average is up. So before we die, we hope that we can be truly like a bride, adorn ourselves beautifully, and we are taken away by the Lord. If we do not do that, I see so many people are refined well by the Lord before they die. Refined by the illnesses, refined by many troubles before they die, right? But we hope we are not like that. We have spots, but we are deep clean. Oh? But we go up every year, then we'll be better. Oh? That's concerning godliness. We hope that we all can be godly person. And we have yet to talk about content and great gain. Let's pray in silence. Amen.